Hey, Stash, how you doing?
I'm doing really well. It's such a pleasure to talk to you, Robbie. Look, I've been a fan of yours forever, so let me just get that out in front. The 1987 album, Somewhere Down the Crazy River, Hell's Half Acre, all those songs, man, still roll through my head sometimes.
They roll through my head once in a while as well.
That's good. Well, you've written some legendary stuff, and on that particular album, you had Daniel and Wah. Daniel and Wah did the Joshua Tree, and you, and Brilliant Everywhere.
Yeah, he was also working on So with Peter Gabriel.
Wow.
He was on a roll.
Whoa, wasn't he, though? Robbie, you've been doing music for movies, and that's a whole different game, isn't it?
It is a whole different game, but it evolved naturally from my background and just the way that I write songs. You know, they all seem like little movies to me at some point. And working with Martin Scorsese, it doesn't get much better than that.
Looks like you guys have quite a relationship because you've worked with him on so many things.
True enough. I started, after The Last Waltz, he asked me to work on Raging Bull, and I've been hooked ever since.
We're talking with Robbie Robertson, legendary member of the band and all kinds of things in his own world there. I mean, you were playing with Bob Dylan for years.
I started working with Bob, I think it was, you know, in the fall of 65, and we did this tour in the beginning of 66. Caused quite a hoopla. We got booed around the world every night that we played, and we just kept on going and turned up and played faster. And at the end of the whole thing, you know, I don't know, it was a tough battle, but I think we won that war.
That's great to hear. Well, Bob Dylan's out on tour, and here you are. You guys are the same age, and you're still both kicking strong.
Yeah, well, Bob, he's always been like a big brother to me, and he loves, you know, he just loves performing and loves touring, and so he just keeps on keeping on.
Well, that's great. Robbie Robertson, look, I did see that Last Waltz band thing that came through here, and I missed you all night, of course, but I thought they did a decent job of presenting the band's music, which you wrote most of. All these songs were Robbie Robertson songs, and I'm sure, you know, collaboration somewhere, but you were the guy.
Yeah, this is a great combination of musicians that are doing this, and I'm very proud that this legacy of The Last Waltz lives on with these people, and they talk about it like, you know, we're going to keep doing this.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a tradition, so
nice.
I appreciate that.
That's great. Don was on bass. Warren Haynes. It was great. It was. I loved it.
Great players.
Yeah. But Robbie, man, you were such a big part of the band, and, you know, people that don't understand what the band meant to music. I mean, the night they drove Old Dixie Down up on Cripple Creek, The Weight. These are songs that will never, ever go away. And it's great that you're back with something fresh. Tell me about Cinematic.
Cinematic is one of the best records I've ever made, the most fun record, probably, and it all relates to what else I was working on. I was doing the score for The Irishman, Martin Scorsese's new movie that is phenomenal, and they were also doing a documentary based on my book, Testimony, and that's part of the album as well, so I had all of this big sandbox to play with, and it's all in there, and the mood of this record and you know, just what I had the opportunity to write about in this record was just an extraordinary journey. So I'm thrilled, and it's just come out, so I'm excited to be talking to you about this.
That's great. Robbie Robertson's here, and, well, I think about your relationship with the other guys in the band, and there's a song on there, Once We're Brothers, where it seems like you express a little sadness about it.
Well, I've lost three of my brothers and that have passed away, and so sometimes that just hits me right in the heart, and when I was writing this song, you know, I had to express that. And they ended up calling the documentary Once We're Brothers. And the documentary has turned out to be so moving because it really is about the brotherhood of the band.
Cinematic is out right now. Robbie Robertson, are you going on tour at all, or do you have time to?
I don't have time to. I have more movie stuff I have to do. I'm writing volume 2 of my memoir, and I just got a lot on my plate, mm-hmm. and I have some catching up to do. So, and I don't really tour anymore, but right. I'm going to on Wednesday. I'm going to do the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, and I will do some things, you know, just in respect to this album, Cinematic, and talk to great people like you.
Oh, God bless you, man. I appreciate that. I really do. Well, enjoy the ride on this. This is a whole different, you know, journey for you again. And that's got to feel good. I mean, having something fresh this far into your career, that's great.
That is exciting. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes, you know, makes it all tick. So anyway, I'm having a really good time. And I just want to keep on keeping on.
All right. I hope you do, Robbie. Thank you so much for coming on with me, man. Stash, the Morning Stash on 100.7 The Bay. Appreciate you so much.
All right. Thank you so much.
Take care, man.